Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. Pottawatomie County authorities are looking for the people responsible for an intentional breach of the Van Man No. 30 levee near DeSoto Bend. Pottawatomie County officials say a half-mile stretch of the Van Man No. 30 levee was mechanically excavated and then lowered by using explosives. Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Tulin said he was alerted this morning that the levee may have been in the process of being intentionally breached. About 20 minutes later, officials said they received calls from people wanting to know why levees were being blown up. One caller claimed to have witnessed the explosion. Authorities say they are investigating the levee breach. Pottawatomie County officials said no government entity had anything to do with the detonation, and they did not have advance notice from the people responsible for the breach. The summer-long flood flight continues along the Missouri River. Joyce Flynn of Iowa Emergency Management says there's still great concern because of the length of time water will test the levees.
Most of the work going on at this time, major work, is in those southern counties, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont County.
There have been some reports about propane tanks and the floodwaters. Flynn says at this time it's a watch-and-wait situation as the waters are flowing too fast to try and retrieve them. State officials say while they encourage Iowans to cope the best they can in this hot weather, they're grateful for a few dry days. The governor revealed today that he has invited President Barack Obama back to Iowa to view the ongoing flood threat from the Missouri River.
Just the other day, I had the opportunity to share with the president the concerns that the people in western Iowa have about the flooding and requested the president personally visit.
And the governor's staff says the president indicated a visit to western Iowa was something he should try to do, but no commitment so far. Terry Branstad made his comments on this week's installment of his Ask the Governor webcast. A Sioux City man was killed in a single-vehicle accident in Monona County Thursday. The Iowa State Patrol says 27-year-old Craig Jacob Asen was driving a Ford F-350 northbound on I-29 at the 116-mile marker when he lost control of the vehicle, went across the median, and came to rest on its side in the west ditch of southbound I-29, where Asen was ejected. Three people were injured in a two-vehicle accident in Shelby County Thursday afternoon. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says two drivers and a passenger were injured in the accident that occurred just before 3 p.m. on Highway 59 near the 82-mile marker. They are identified as Karen Gakis of Lincoln, Nebraska, Jennifer Rogers of Lincoln, Nebraska, and a female passenger. Authorities say Gekas was stopped in the roadway awaiting the passing of a semi-tractor trailer hauling windmill parts. A second vehicle behind Gekas and driven by Rogers couldn't get stopped in time and rear-ended the Gekas vehicle. All three were taken to Murchie Medical Center in Harlan by ambulance. The Glenwood Police Department reports four arrests. On June 24th, 37-year-old Stacy Dillon of Nevada was arrested for theft and possession of drug paraphernalia. On June 26th, 51-year-old Larry West of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. On June 29th, 39-year-old Brian Vanderpool of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for unlawful possession of prescription drug and interference with official acts. And on June 30th, 49-year-old John Cayley of Glenwood was arrested for assault on a peace officer, public intoxication, interference with official acts, and criminal mischief. A burglary was reported in Red Oak. The Red Oak Police Department says the burglary occurred at 211 North 7th Street sometime between 7:30 last night and 1:30 p.m. today. An unknown person or persons forced entry into the residence and stole a Dell laptop computer valued at $600. The porch door and door frame and the interior door and door frame were also damaged. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to call the Red Oak Police Department or the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. And today was the first day on the job for Atlantic Middle School principal Cameron Smith. Bennett Blake has the story.
New Atlantic Middle School principal Cameron Smith comes from the Garner-Hayfield School District, where he was a teacher, coach, activities director, and principal for 8 years. Before that, he taught and coached for 1 year at Clarion Goldfield. Smith went right to work on his first day.
Upcoming year is a big year target line for No Child Left Behind, and so aiming to make those goals. And that was the first day here, is kind of going through some data, finding out as much as I can about the middle school, what's already been in place, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and then looking at how do we make the things that haven't worked better.
Smith says he met with outgoing Principal Todd Rocker yesterday, and Mr. Rocker provided him with a history of the middle school. He says Rocker and everyone else have been very helpful.
First impressions are fantastic. I mean, everybody I've met so far has been very hospitable, very nice to work with so far. Dr. Amstein's been great to work with. Matt Alexander, curriculum coordinator, he's been tremendous to work with. Been very, very helpful and as far as scheduling and getting me started in the right way. So all the teachers, the custodial staff, the faculty, everybody I've met has been super nice.
The first day of school is just over a month and a half away.
The kids don't want to hear this, but I am really excited for the school year to start. So we have a lot of work to do between now and August 17th, but ready to get going on the school year.
Smith is originally from Sacramento, but attended college in Iowa at Northwestern College in Orange City, where he played football. He got his master's degree at Iowa State. He takes over as AMS principal for Todd Rocker, who resigned after 14 years. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. For news you can depend on, I'm Andy Bellings.